I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with this VPR News. Lawmakers return to the State House tomorrow, and it's likely that one of the most controversial issues of the session will involve education spending and property taxes. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Democratic leaders in the House and Senate are at odds over the future of spending caps that are part of the state's new school district consolidation law.
The spending thresholds were put into the law as a way to stabilize property tax rates. They discourage school boards from increasing their budgets for a two-year period by imposing significant penalties on towns that exceed these caps. The caps are temporary because backers of the new law believe consolidation efforts will lead to cost-effective budgets in the future. A number of school boards are very upset with the spending thresholds. They say that their health care costs are going up almost 8% next year, and they feel they'll have to make cuts in other parts of their budget to avoid the penalties. Because of this situation, some lawmakers are calling for, quote, a tweak to the spending caps. House Education Chairman David Sharp is backing a plan to give school boards a little more wiggle room with their cap to reflect the increase in health care costs.
It's a difficult administrative process to just exempt the health care costs, but we think that the increases in health care costs can be covered by an additional 0.9% increase in the spending threshold.
That approach is not sitting well with Washington Senator Ann Cummings, who's the chairwoman of the Senate Education Committee. She's sponsoring a bill to totally repeal the spending caps.
We have put almost every school in the state into the penalty phase, so property taxes are going up, which was not the idea. I think we took a stab at it. It didn't work, and it's time to go back to square one.
But Representative Sharp thinks the repeal plan is a terrible idea.
If we take the lid off completely before larger school districts are formed, we may see significant increase in property taxes across the state, and that's not what we want to see.
However, Senator Cummings isn't convinced that Vermont has an education spending problem.
I think the jury is still out as to whether schools are overspending. I think in some areas we have concern that property tax pressures have actually caused us to reduce the quality of education.
There's yet another approach advocated by some lawmakers. Do nothing. Leave the caps in place just the way they are. That's what House Minority Leader Don Turner wants to do.
I think that we have to let the law play out. It's going to take some hard work, heavy lifting by school boards and school districts to do that, but Vermonters can't afford these ever-increasing costs of education that are just unsustainable.
Many school boards are watching this debate closely because they need to finalize their budgets by the end of the month. To do that, they need to understand the status of their spending caps. But legislative leaders say it's unlikely that a solution will be adopted before town meeting day, and that could leave many school budgets in limbo. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.